Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine Business Strategies for Real Results starts now.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, usually I have really exciting, happy, super awesome topics to discuss, but I feel impressed here today to talk about mental illness in business. Because let's be honest, we face it more than we realize. And so this is going to be a really incredible show here today. Even though it's not always the best, greatest thing we want to talk about all the time. But the fact of the matter is that we could actually be making our mental illness worse. And mental illness comes in so many different forms and affects so many different parts of our business. And so we're going to learn a scripture here today that is going to really bring us that peace that we're looking for in our emotional and mental well-being. And stay tuned because Cece Woods is going to come join us here. She's the founder and owner of Overreacting, and you are going to want to hear her incredible story and learn more tips from her as well. So I was looking up mental illness in business owners, especially women entrepreneurs, because we beat ourselves up like crazy, right? And like I said, mental illness can come in a lot of different ways. Depression, anxiety, even really just being frustrated all the time. Or I think of mental illness as not being able to control our emotions and letting our emotions control us, especially those negative emotions that can just suck us down and keep us from fulfilling that purpose that God has given us. And of course, we would have all of that because think about being a business owner, how much stress there is, how much uncertainty there is, especially, you know, if you are your business is your sole source of income, is that there's a lot of uncertainty and stress that can come up with that. Isolation, because we feel like we have to do it by ourselves, especially in this whole COVID situation where we don't have that ability as much to go networking in person with other people. And also that shame perpetuated through the impression management concept, right? Is that we look at social media and we see all these amazing, happy people. And, you know, it's, I think there was a phrase of like, don't judge your life against someone's like perfect reel on Facebook or social media, is that they're only really showing those highlights. And there's not a whole lot of people that are real and will share what's really going on. And even when we do share what's really going on, we don't want to just always be talking about that because then we would be negative. So we have kind of that impression management that we're always dealing with. And our identity and our self-worth becoming infused with our company. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on here, but we all experience that concept of like, well, I guess I am not worth it if I didn't hit that income goal that I was looking forward to hitting this month. And it's just really easy for us to get tied into that because Satan takes something that's really good and he finds ways to infuse things that are not so great into it, whether that's overindulgence or whether that is, you know, tying things into it, like our self-worth to our business. Those kinds of things can go too far. And imposter syndrome, like there are so many of us who have imposter syndrome, including myself, right? It's like, how am I supposed to help someone achieve X when I haven't achieved that yet? And the fact of the matter is that you're the best person for them to be working with because you're in the weeds right now. You're learning those types of things and you've been through those types of things in order to help them pull them up as well. And that perfectionism demon that we all fight, that can very much lead us to that downward spiral of perfectionism and then shame and then guilt and then feeling like we're not worth it and all of those types of things. And so, like I said, I want you to look at your emotional and mental well-being in maybe a different light here, kind of in a little negative light, right? Of really being able to see what's going on. I want you to take down that mask and just be real and honest with yourself, because we do have tribulation in this world. That's just how it is. And in fact, let's focus on our scripture that's going to help to make all of this better, because I want us to be honest with ourselves, but I also want us to be real about the answers and the solutions that God has given us, because they are absolutely beautiful and there is help. We don't have to do this alone. So first off, we're going to really focus on John 16:33. And the scripture says, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, sisters." I added that. I have overcome the world. Okay, we're going to break this down. First off, we will have tribulation in this world. That's just how this world is. It's part of life. We should expect it, even though all of a sudden we're like, wait, where did this come from? Like, I was doing so good. I can tell you that personally, I suffer from depression on Sundays. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to say of like, why just Sundays? For me, that's when I don't work my business. That's when I feel a loss of purpose and direction and guidance and structure and all those types of things. And so I want you to really be honest with yourself. When are those times where you suffer from depression or anxiety? What are the things that really trigger it? Because it's based upon our reactions. We all know thoughts lead to our feelings, feelings lead to our actions, and actions lead to our results. Well, if you're suffering from depression, and I'm not talking about like a chemical imbalance and things like that. That's, of course, something you can talk to your doctor about. And you have a feeling, you know, when you are focused on the right things in your life, you have great thoughts and, you know, your feelings are supposed to be supported by that. And maybe there is chemical imbalance. Definitely talk to your healthcare professional about that. But I want you to identify what it is. What is it that you are thinking of that is keeping you trapped in those negative emotions? Because for me, as I looked at my depression on Sundays, I very quickly realized that I didn't have structure, and I'm a very structured person. And I also realized that I tied my self-worth way too much to my business. I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys. If I wasn't doing something for my business, then I felt like I was a complete failure. And I still deal with that on a regular basis, but I found some tools that we're going to talk about here in just a minute to be able to help get past that. Because I want you to think about your self-worth as being invaluable, regardless of what you do or don't do. And a perfect example of this is if I take a crumpled up, like if I take a dollar bill, right, and I crumple it up and I step on it and I like get it all dirty and all these different types of things that I can do to this. I mean, I can even rip it up. But the fact of the matter is that if I can straighten that out or if I can tape it together, that dollar bill is still worth it. It's still got that worth. And so do you. So even on those hard days, and even though things may not be going amazingly great in your business this month as they were last month, or, you know, however you want to look at that, you are not, your value and your worth is not tied to how well your business is doing. God doesn't love you any less. He doesn't look at you and say, "Oh man, you did not hit your income goal last month, so I love you a little less this month." No, that's absolutely ridiculous, right? And our love for ourselves shouldn't be dependent upon how well we are doing in business. That's completely separate. So remember who you are as a daughter of God and your infinite and invaluable worth, regardless of what you do or don't do. Now, another thing is for us to watch how we may be causing our own tribulation or making our own tribulation worse is we are running faster than we have strength. Slow down. Take some time for yourself and know your limits. If you can only work 1 hour on your business every single day, then do that, and that's okay. Be okay with that. And I'm speaking to the choir here, like preaching to the choir, because this is so a message for me, is that do not let your business become all-consuming. I have done that in the past, and I'm reeling back on that a little bit. I'm realizing that there's more to life than just business, even though I am so passionate and I love what I do, and it is really, really good what I do. I feel like I am furthering the kingdom of God through my work, but we have to have balance. We have to have moderation in all things, and we are not meant to run faster than we have strength. And so help God really help you to be able to know your limits and have that balance. Take time for yourself. Fill up your own cup and give yourself some activities and things to do outside of business. All right. And then the next part of the scripture outside of in the world you shall have tribulation, the next part is, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, sisters, even though we're going through tribulation and hard times, and we have those days where life just sucks. So I love this quote here. It says, the joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. It is not based on external circumstances. It is based on what we are focused on. So what are you focused on? Are you focused on not hitting that goal? Or are you focused on the fear around prospecting? Or are you focused on all the anxiety and frustration and all of those negative feelings that you're feeling? Because if we look for it, we will find it. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find, right? We are meant to have joy in this life. So how do you find it? You seek it. You ask for Heavenly Father to show you what joy is in life, because when we're in that depression mode, it's really, really hard to see past that. And that's the whole point of Satan trying to like cover our eyes and keep us down in that pit, because we forget who we are as the daughter of God, and we forget that we can call upon Him to help us anytime we need it. So remember, be of good cheer and ask to be of good cheer. And be of good cheer also means to share it with others. You know, if we're feeling down, we should focus on ourselves for self-care and God and others. We want to be able to serve others, and that can help lift us up as well. And share what you're going through too, so that you can be a light and help others as well, to be able to overcome those things to really succeed in our business. And then last but not least, there's the part it says, I, meaning Christ, have overcome the world. Oh man, I'm just so in love with Christ's atonement for me personally and for all of us. It's not just for our sins, but for everything we have ever experienced and ever will experience. Christ knows it all. He's been through those hard days with you. And He can succor you perfectly because He knows exactly how you're feeling. Satan wants us to believe that we are the only ones who feel that depression, that anxiety, that frustration, that loss of control. But we're not. One, other people have felt that way and do feel that way. And when we lift up our voices, we can be able to spread that good cheer and that message. But two, is that He knows you in particular, and He knows how to best serve you and help you. And what we need to do is come unto Him and find peace in the Prince of Peace. You know, talk to Him about what you're going through. Learn of Him. Learn about how He overcame those different types of things. Learn from Him. get in the Word of God. Lay your burdens at His feet, and He can help you find peace that overcometh anything that we're going through. Remember, ladies, everything happens for a reason. Everything we go through is for our experience and for others. So share it. Don't be afraid to say, I do suffer from depression on Sundays. And look for those ways that maybe we are possibly making it worse by focusing on the wrong thing, but look for those triggers in your life. And then focus on joy and cheer. And then turn to the Savior. Today, I am joined by the amazing Cece Woods. I am so excited to introduce you guys to her because she has a great story and there's so much wisdom that you can get from everything that she's been through and overcome in her life. So pull up a chair, get comfy. We are going to have a great time talking with Cece today. She is the owner and founder of Overreacting, which is a subscription box for periods, ladies. Like, isn't that awesome. So how this works is she is actually only 20 years old and she is the owner of this amazing company. So we are excited to meet you, Cece. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. So like you mentioned, I'm a 20-year-old entrepreneur and own my own business. I'm going to school and I started Overreacting because I saw a gap in the market. There just weren't any other subscription boxes for periods that really had the quality that I was looking for. And a lot of them kind of skirted around the topic of periods. And I kind of wanted to make it more, you know, out there. Periods are normal. Sometimes they're gross. Sometimes they're wonderful. I haven't met one that I liked, but you know, you do you. There's no reason to hide it. And so I wanted to make a big, bold subscription box brand.
Oh, I love it. And you guys should see the box too. It is so awesome. She has so much personality in what she does. It is so great because we just have to embrace it, right? Like periods happen. We just have to get over it.
It's going to happen once a month for a good long chunk of your life, a couple decades. Might as well get used to it.
Exactly. Oh, that's so awesome. So tell us a little bit more about how you got started with your business. I mean, how does a 20-year-old just think about, well, there's a gap missing in the market. I love how you said that. And then I'm going to fill that and help all these women. Tell us more about that.
Well, I have honestly always been a go-getter. I have always been pretty ambitious, hardworking. My parents always taught me to put effort into what I do. And so even in high school, then my parents kind of just ingrained it into me. I liked doing a thing called MUN, and they'd have these conferences to other countries, and I wanted to go on those, but they cost about like $4,000 a trip. And so my parents were like, we're only forking over that money if you're serious, so you earn your half, which was difficult, especially because I was living overseas at the time, and so I couldn't even legally get a job. I had to create my own jobs as babysitting and tutoring.
Yeah.
And so honestly, I can only think of maybe like two or three jobs I've had where I wasn't my own boss, and so it kind of just comes naturally to me, I guess. I kind of look for opportunities to get crap done.
I love it. That's so awesome. So tell me how God has influenced your journey in your business.
So like a lot of women listening to this, then I am very faith driven and He's definitely helped me through a lot of difficult times. He's helped me get to know myself better. With the box in particular, then there's obviously the surface level origin story of I saw this gap, but at the same time, the reason that I keep doing it is I want to provide comfort to others. Like you've mentioned, I've had a lot of difficult experiences in the short 20 years of my life with mental illness. There was this guy I dated who was total trash, emotionally abusive and such, and overcoming all of that has made me a very empathetic person. And I want to be able to deliver comfort to women, even when they feel like they have no one they can talk to. Because I was in that situation where you have no idea who you can talk to, but you can't just keep feeling terrible. Mm-hmm. And food was a go-to for me, just because it's delicious, it's comforting, and part of it, for a while, I was a little bit embarrassed about this, because everyone tells you that emotional eating is super terrible. You're going to get fat, you're not going to fit societal body standards. And I was talking with a therapist one day after dealing with some of the PTSD that came out of this, and I admitted this to her, and she's like, any coping mechanism that gives you forward momentum is something you're allowed to rely on. And it's good to use it as a crutch because it helps you go forward. If you're using it and staying in one place, probably not the healthiest, but if it gets you forward, then that helps.
You know, usually we can kind of look at our product or service and say, okay, this is what I'm giving, right? I'm giving these candy bars. I'm giving these tampons, like that kind of thing that's in the box. But I love that you look deeper than that and you know really the why behind what you're doing here. And that is that you are comforting women, that your product really comforts women, especially at a really crummy time of the month. Like, we need as much comfort as we can get at that time.
Honestly, it's so true.
Exactly. Just to have the box show up like at the time that you really need it, like, of course, who wouldn't want that? But I mean, for everyone who's watching or listening right now, I mean, think about your product and think about what you are really providing. It's not just that product or that service on the surface level. I want to dive into this concept of mental health and running a business. Tell us more about what that means to you.
It is a really difficult balance. Running a business is not the easiest job you can do. It takes a lot of self-motivation. It's hard work. There's the ups and the downs. And especially when you put your whole soul into building something, then it's really easy to tie that to your self-worth. So when your business is doing well, you feel bad about yourself. The mental health alone can be debilitating and you don't want to do anything. And so I've really had to learn to rely on my Heavenly Father to create that balance of self-care and productivity. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with taking a nap when you need it. I am a huge napper. I will take a 4-hour nap in the middle of the day. I have no shame in it. But I do that because it helps me stay in a mindset where I can go out and I can kick butt. Mm-hmm. I might be taking a few hours away from my business, but it means the hours I put into it are more efficient. Yeah. And it gives me a chance to know myself better. We're all flawed, whether you have a mental illness like OCD, like I do, or whether you just are going through periods of crummy mental health due to whatever's happening in your life. Mm-hmm. We all have those moments where we learn more about ourselves because we're stuck in our own heads and it sucks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to me, managing self-care and business is treating yourself and your business both like someone you love.
Oh, man, you guys should write that down. Can you repeat that?
Treat yourself and your business like someone you love. You would never be mean or ask too much of your spouse or significant other or best friend. When they're having a crappy time, you're totally willing to give them a break. However, when they're slacking off, you're totally willing to give them the tough love too. That's the benefit of being close to someone. And if you're able to give yourself both the tough love and credit where credit is due, then you can get a lot of crap done.
Yeah, absolutely. And man, sometimes we beat ourselves up so bad, or we expect so much of ourselves. I heard the other day, would you want to be your own boss? Like if you were actually in a job, right? And you had someone who is treating you like you do to yourself. And it's so funny when you look at it this way, because, you know, it's kind of like if your boss says, calls you up and says, if you're in a job, says, hey, I need you to come in for just a couple hours on Saturday. I know you're not scheduled for it, but just come in for a couple hours on Saturday. You're like, okay, I'll come in for a couple hours. And then while you're there, just about to end the shift, he comes up and says, oh, actually, I need you to just put in a couple more hours. I'm kind of shorthanded today, like just a couple more hours, right? And then that shift ends and he's like, you've almost put in the whole day. Why not just put in the whole 8 hours? Like, it's totally fine. If that happened all the time, you would probably quit or not be very happy. But ladies, we do that to ourselves all the time in business, right?
I'm so bad about that.
I am too. You know, so we have to find that balance. And I think that that's perfect that you turn to the Lord and you say, how do you help me find the balance between self-care and productivity? And I think it has to come from within. You have to feel that success from within and not just get it from the outside. Because if you don't, then you're always going to be looking for that. I've met so many women, and I've been like this myself, where it doesn't matter what you accomplish that day. You could cure cancer that day and you would still be like, oh man, there's all these other things I never got to. And so I'm a complete failure and I didn't have a successful day.
I've cured cancer, but the laundry's not done. So
Absolutely. And we are so like that. And so we have to recognize that, yes, we need to take naps when we need naps, right? And when we can actually take naps. And we need to go and get that Snickers for us or order that box of overreacting so that we can fill our own cup so that we can give back better in our business. We can be a ton more productive if we take care of ourselves first. But don't be the boss that nobody wants and ask too much of yourself, right?
Exactly. One thing that's really helped me is having a binder of like the positive reviews people have told me, whether they're official reviews or just things people have mentioned to me. If I have that in a binder, then it's really easy to just look through that and be like, oh, people actually do like me. Because sometimes when we're talking positively to ourselves, it feels so unnatural. It feels like a lie. Mm. When you hear someone else tell it to you, then it just makes you feel that much better, that much more confident. You're awesome. You're doing awesome. And that's all that matters.
Absolutely. You're awesome. You're doing awesome. And that's all that matters. Remember that, ladies, on those days that you are having a hard time or that guilt monster, whatever you want to call it, is like totally screaming in your ear that you're awesome. You're doing awesome. You're doing great things with your business because you're following the Lord's plan for you. So, I'm getting chills. All right. Well, we only have a couple more minutes left here, about a minute. So tell us, where can people find you if they want to know more about you, and how can they order overreacting for themselves?
Yeah, so we actually just launched our new website last night. As of when we're recording this, it'll be a few weeks old by the time it goes up, but overreacting.com. It's spelled just like the organ and reacting.com. And so that's where you can order a box for yourself or a loved one. We're probably going to be doing a promotion on that very soon, so keep an eye out for that. I'll mention it in the group on Friday. If you want to follow us on social media, Overreacting Box on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and Overreacting Bow on Twitter, because Overreacting was taken and it wouldn't fit the whole box in there.
So, you gotta make it work, right?
Exactly. That's where you can find us, or friend me, CC Woods, on Facebook.
Oh, perfect. Oh, and speaking of, so come join us on Faithful Ladypreneurs Facebook group, because Cece is going to be doing a live video for us on Tuesday, so the day after this airs. We are super excited to have her come talk, and sounds like the topic is a little TBD right now. We'll give her some time to really think about what she wants to pour into you guys. And then just like she talked about, she has a great offer for us on Friday. So come join Faithful Ladypreneurs on Facebook group and check out Cece and overreacting.com. Thank you so much, Cece. You have been a joy and a pleasure to be on the show today. And I think you gave us so many great tidbits of knowledge and of your own experience and have just poured into us so much. So thank you so much. And I hope everyone has an amazing day, and we will see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.